Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Plenary Number 78 on 17 July 2019 at 1400 UTC. Members joining the call are Norm, Russ, Eric, and Carrie Ann from ICANN.org, Jennifer, Nagar, and Brenda. Technical writer Heather has joined us. We have observer Christina Hakoibian. Apologies from Lauren Matagoro Boban and Steve Conti. This call is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record and kindly mute your audio when not speaking. And Russ, I will turn the call over to you. Thanks.
Thank you. Last week, someone asked about the work plan. And so on the leadership coordination call earlier this week, we talked about that. And we thought we would share our thoughts with you, get your feedback before we update the work plan. So the thumbnail sketch of what we thought was that we could get the work of figuring out basically what our recommendations are and the rationale for those recommendations done before the November ICANN meeting. It's at the beginning of November in Montreal. And then we would have engagement sessions where we share what we're thinking about. We'd get feedback from the community. And then we'd get home just in time for the holiday season, at least the U.S. Thanksgiving and then the worldwide end of year holidays. And then so we figured that would mean we would probably need a face-to-face meeting in January to update our thoughts that we gathered during the Montreal meeting and then produce the report either late January or early February. So that's a thumbnail sketch of what we came up with. We would like to hear from the review team whether you think that's sane or where we didn't think of something we should have considered. Of course, this assumes quite a bit of work between now and when we meet in Montreal. So Brenda or Jennifer, I can't see hands. If people are putting up their hands, please let me know.
Hi, this is Carrie. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
I think the plan makes sense. As I said, it's not a lot of us on the call in terms of being able to give that kind of substantive input, but I think substantively we have all the work just spread over multiple documents. And I think Heather's done a good job so far in terms of at least pulling together a framework and just working together with her to kind of get the supporting research and background to our recommendations, and each person would know the text that would support it would help. Like even on the compliance side, we've had a meeting this week, we're having another one today to kind of finalize the recommendations for that. I will share that with Heather. I think Denise will share that with Heather after. But I think substantively it makes sense and to just have a goal to kind of just wrap it up then. So I'm supportive of the timeline proposed.
Anyone else have thoughts?
Well, this is the other part of the people on the call. This is Norm.
Hi, Norm.
I agree with Carrie Ann. You know, we don't have enough people on the call to really you know, bless this or not. You're basically given the blessing of the people here. But you know, we're missing a large part. I think we're all good.
Okay. So how about, I write up basically what I just said, after the call and say, the people on that made the call were supportive, but I want to open it up on the mail list for comments from others.
Yes. And also probably should look for some indication of who's going to be in Montreal or who's not going to be in Montreal.
Okay. Why don't we put out a doodle to find out who will be in Montreal on what days. Last time we asked the question, we we got yes, no, instead of what days they will be there. So Jennifer or Brenda, can you do that?
Jennifer and Brenda, could you also add those who may need visa? Like all my visas are gone now, so I'd have to apply for a visa if I attend. I think it would be a good meeting for most of us to try and attend though. This is Carrie Ann.
Hey, Russ. This is Eric.
Hi, Eric.
So, hey. Sorry, I'm walking, so I'm a lot of breath. One other suggestion or idea for what could go in that email would be maybe if it's not too disruptive to sort of cast around, maybe to sort of ask, does anybody foresee any obstacles or hindrances? Like basically invite people to share their thoughts. So something like, you know, does anyone foresee there being any obstacles to your participation in this timeline, blah, 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 because it could be that if somebody's sort of feeling on the fence and we say something like the people on the call assented, they might say, well, if the people on the call got it, then I'll just sort of stay quiet. But if we want to invite people to say something.
That's excellent. Thank you. I get your point. And yes, that is what we want to find out. Okay, I'm hearing silence. We were hoping that we would get a report out from the sub team that's working on the compliance piece, but as Carrie Ann said, that's still a work in progress, so that will happen hopefully next time.
But just so you know though, Ross, we made substantive progress. Lauren had and Norm had done like a lot of work on it. So we're able to come to quite a bit of consensus on some of the text already. And I think all of us agreeing to meet again today, we should be able to agree and finalize it today. So we'll be able to circulate it before the next meeting. Norm, I don't know if you have any other input on it.
No, it was an excellent call we had earlier. I want to thank Denise publicly for arranging that, but she's not on the call. Well, I'll thank her anyway.
All right. Well, this was the only agenda topic we had because we're still waiting on that work. So obviously I got the action to send that email. And staff got the action to send the doodle. Is there anything else?
This is Norm. Could we talk about our use of Zoom?
Sure.
You know, since that is our main communication vehicle, and I think most people in the security industry are uncomfortable now with it. I just wonder if ICANN has any additional plans or statements regarding the use of Zoom.
So the only one I have seen is the one that Brenda forwarded yesterday regarding it's been fixed.
Yeah, but it was intentional, right?
yes, you saw my note.
Yeah. Okay.
This is Eric. Hey, Russ, by the way, your note was very helpful, even though, like, you know, it's sort of like probably most of us should have come to that already. It was helpful to see it, and it sort of helped attenuate my own thinking as well. And I doubt that this is useful, but in the event that it is, I'm happy to do WebEx kind of stuff with, I have a WebEx account with Mason. So I suspect there's complications that make that difficult, but in the event that it's helpful to the team, I'm happy to extend my WebEx capabilities solved.
So I guess we will ask staff if there is a Zoom alternative. Could you get back to us on that?
This is Jennifer. Sure, we can do that. Thanks.
Yep. Okay, is there any other business? All right, then I think we're done.
Short and sweet.
All right. Thank you all.
Cheers.
Thanks, everyone.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.